My question is, I finally switched everything to Mac in about 2011, and I have issues syncing my Microsoft. I'm using Outlook for Mac, okay, which is basically a crippled version of Outlook, and I'm having trouble syncing with iCal. I would like to be able to sync with iCal, either through Outlook, being able to set up something in an Outlook calendar.
Yeah, so Outlook has its own calendar, right, and address book as well as email. And it's easy enough to export it, but syncing it is a little more tricky. And I haven't looked at this lately. In the past, you've had to buy a third-party sync tool. You know what I would do, though? This should work, is use Google's calendar as an intermediary. So you can sync.
Between them?
Yeah.
So I'm using Exchange, which I thought if I was using Exchange.
Oh, yeah, you should be able to use. Okay. So you have a company's Exchange server somewhere, or how are you using Exchange?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
My company has Exchange. And it, you know what? It used to work, and then it seems like it broke, you know, with different updates or something. And I don't know at what point it broke, you know, because I just don't pay that close of attention to it.
According to the internets, it broke with the 10.10.2 update. So fairly recently.
Is that El Capitan or is that before that?
That I think is is it El Capitan or is it Yosemite? It's pretty recent. So I can read you the steps. I'm going to put this in the show notes at techguylabs.com. It's from an Apple discussions thread. But I'll tell you the steps, and then you can. It's basically you've got to clear the calendar cache, and then you've got to restart iCal, rebuild the caches, and then, as you did before, turn on your Exchange calendar. Apparently, this did fix it for a number of people. You also maybe have to stop the calendar agent process, but I'm going to put this is complicated. So what I'm going to do, and obviously you're driving, you don't want to, but I'm putting this in the show notes. Our James DeRuvo, who's watching carefully, listening to everything I say and writing it all down, is going to put this in the show notes for you at techguylabs.com. And that's really the best way to do this because then you can read the details and all of that stuff. Okay.
That's great.
When did it stop working for you? Fairly recently?
It was fairly recently. Yeah.
This is probably that problem, that specific issue.
Yeah. You know, it seems like Apple is, I've been wanting to switch to Apple for a long time and I finally did. I spent a lot of money and it's like Outlook for Mac. When do you have any,
I don't use Outlook. You know, it's a Microsoft product and I prefer not to, but you kind of need to because your company is, it sounds like an all-Windows company, including running an Exchange server. So you're kind of...
Well, I'm the one that convinced them to run Exchange so I could sync my calendar, actually.
You also have to make sure that the folks at work turn on that CalSync feature. They obviously did because it worked for a while, so...
Yeah.
So it's just, I think this is that 10.2 update, and... This is a fairly simple fix. Yeah, it sounds like it's a bug that you have to clear the caches.
Apple's now, it seems like, for the masses when they used to be.
I'm very disappointed in the direction Apple's.
Big brother in 1984.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they were for the. In fact, that was their slogan, the computer for the rest of us.
That was the commercial.
Yeah. And I think that what's happened is the iPhone. The iPhone was such a success, and Apple can't ignore it, that all of their resources, all of their attention is on the iPhone, and now on finding the next thing, the success of the iPhone. And so they've let frankly, I think, let the Mac slide a little bit, which is, it is a shame because it was nice
people
to have that.
Mobile now, predominantly.
Everybody's using a phone. That's the number one computer. They don't use tablets. They don't use desktops. They don't use laptops. They use their phones. So Apple's putting all its eggs
all
in that basket.
PowerPoint presentations from an iPad.
My problem is you can do it, but it's harder. And so I don't see why, as a user, I should have to kind of stuff myself into that, you know, that my square peg into that round hole. I should use the tool that's right for the job. But unfortunately, Apple is so committed to, for instance, everybody should stop using computers and start using iPads. they've been spending a lot of energy promoting the iPad as your next laptop. And yeah, you can, but it's not the best solution. It really is disappointing to me, I think.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. I share your disappointment. Now, in this case, Microsoft is partly complicit. Make sure you're using the latest version of Office. And then if you go to techguylabs.com, that's our website, I have a link that I've put in here. This is show 1,366. The way the website's organized, it's by show, and then within each show, by hour, and then within in each hour, the caller. So you're the last caller in the second hour. and you'll see right there your question, my answer, and then James will put a link in the show notes. I've just pasted it in the chat so he has access to it, to that discussion thread from Apple's support pages that looks like it's exactly what you're talking about.